spoonbill catfish. Oh, yeah. You never seen a spoonbill cat? You've got to grow up. You ought to stay here and let me educate you a little bit. Oh, the bottom part, it comes out about that far.
About 4 feet.
Well, depending on the size of the fish. We'll say a 2-pound one would have one about maybe 2.5 inches long. And that's the way they feed. They go on the bottom of the stream. And that thing is always going along the bottom of the stream like that. You never hear that?
Look in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you have goo. You have buffalo. You have barfish. You have sun perch. And we have some that are referred to as bastard perch.
What are they like?
Gongolana. Really, it's nothing but a regular sun perch, but some people nickname them bastard perch. Did I say barfish? Gongolana. Mudfish, grinnell. Mudfish and grinnell is one and the same. Crawfish. Did I say crawfish?
What about from salt water?
Well, not here now. You have to go down to the coast to get that.
What about something that they get from salt water that it's a small thing about, well, it ranges in size from very small to about jumbo
size would
be about
this big, and they get it by dragging nets. Shrimp.
Okay,
if you wanted to buy
some, you'd ask for a few pounds of shrimp. And something that you're not supposed to, well, something that pearls grow in.
Something that what
grows in? Pearls
grow in. Oh, oysters?
Yeah.
You do?
Something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Frogs.
What different kinds?
You have rain frogs, spring frogs, bullfrogs.
What's the difference between spring frogs and rain frogs?
A spring frog is one that, as I recall, is a little small green one. It grows to about 6 inches long when he stretches his feet out. And he'll sit around and make a noise at night. The rain frog is a very small, he can come in all different colors. His colors change as well as I remember, or depending where his environment is, sitting under the bark of a tree or whether he stays in the grass. And he's ice cold. If you ever want to get a piece of ice down your back, let somebody drop a rain frog down your bosom. And he hollers out, you know, every night, and they always call him rain frog, he hollering for rain. And then the bullfrog is the great big old bullfrog. You know what the hell that is without me telling you.
What about the one that stays on land?
That's the toad frog.
And if you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing
with? Well, you dig either, say, earthworms or you dig worms.
And some of the small fish you can use for bait.
And you looking for the term shiner?
Okay, what's the shiner like?
It's a little small thing. Kind of resembles a fish.
And is it a particular variety?
Yeah. The shiner is the name of it. It seldom grows. Well, it'll grow up to about 6 inches long. Oh, but you can also use little small brim to fish with. So when you say fish, I don't know what you're looking for.
What would you call the small brim you
use? It's a brim.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
A turtle.
Is the turtle on water or land?
Both places.
What would you call one that just stays on land?
That is a sand turtle, I think.
Did you ever hear of coodle or gopher?
No, not in the line of turtle. You still talking about turtles?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What have you heard?
Hmm?
You've heard those words for other things, though?
A gopher? A gopher is an animal that lives in the ground.
Mm-hmm.